morning, everyone. It's the 26th Lord's Day. Welcome to Catechism 2021. Today's topic is baptism, starting with question 69. What is baptism? We'll pray. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the great salvation that you've given us by your grace. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, for your word, for the church, and for what you're doing in this world, advancing your kingdom for your glory by the power of your word and spirit. Thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, Lord's Day, 26, question 69. What is baptism? Answer, immersion or dipping, which is literally what the Greek word that baptism comes from means, baptizo, immersion, plunging, dipping of the person in water. So that's the mode of baptism, what it looks like or how it's done. It's the immersion or dipping of the person in water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is right. And that is proper to be baptized in the name of the triune God, three persons, one essence, Father, Son, Spirit, because this is the God who saved us. Salvation is eternal fellowship with this God. Salvation is a gift from this God, planned by the Father, accomplished by the Son, applied by the Holy Spirit. So, obviously and naturally, baptism should be done in a way that honors that and remembers that and proclaims that for those who witness the baptism and proclaims it constantly as a reminder to the one who gets baptized that this is the God who saved you. Immersion or dipping of the person in water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit by such, so that's the one who does the baptizing, by such who are rightly qualified by Christ according to Scripture. So, biblically called and qualified pastors in a biblical church. Baptism is an ordinance to the church, for the church, performed in the church, as part of the body life of the church. Question 70, who are the proper subjects of this ordinance? So these are not the ones who do the baptizing, these are the ones who get baptized. Those who do truly profess repentance toward God, faith in and obedience toward our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, saved people. In other words, believers, those who repent and believe in Jesus Christ, right? Repentance, faith in, and obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so there needs to be, and there should be, an obedience that evidences true repentance and faith. These are the ones who get baptized. Should infants also be baptized? No, for we have neither precept nor example for that practice in all of Scripture. Some would disagree with that, but basic New Testament Bible study will bring that to light, that Scripture does not give that example or command. Does Scripture forbid the baptism of infants? It is sufficient, in other words, it's enough, that the divine oracles, Word of God, command the baptizing of believers. Okay, so that's the basis of the argument, that's the basis for the practice of believers' baptism. The Word of God commands it. The Word of God commands the baptizing of believers. Unless we'll make ourselves wiser than what is written, Nadab and Abihu were not forbidden explicitly to offer strange fire, yet for doing so, they incurred God's wrath because they were commanded to take fire from the altar. That sounds extreme, but obeying God's Word and forming our practice based on the sufficiency of God's word is a really big deal. It's not a small thing. I know that's a light thing in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of culture, and in the eyes of our own sinful flesh that lingers on in us, even those of us who are saved and have the Holy Spirit. But obeying God based on the sufficiency of his word is everything. Question 73, may not the infant children of believers under the gospel be baptized, since the infant descendants of Abraham were circumcised under the law? And so, under the Mosaic covenant, under the law, infants were circumcised. Doesn't it follow then that infants in the gospel age should be baptized? No, Abraham had a command from God to circumcise his infant descendants, but believers have no command to baptize their infant children under the gospel. It's two different kinds of covenants. The covenant of law so was one. The covenant of grace in Christ is another. And under the law, the covenant sign would have been administered to physical descendants, but because they were part of that covenant, but under grace, the covenant sign is administered only to those who are in the covenant of grace. Question 74. If the infant children of believers are in the covenant of grace with their parents, covenant of grace, if that sounds new to you or strange, it's simply a way of talking about what the Bible calls the new covenant, with the new covenant in Christ's blood. It's the way God gives grace. It's the way God administers grace to his people, covenant of grace. If the infant children of believers are in the covenant of grace with their parents, as some say, why may they not be baptized under the gospel, as well as Abraham's infant descendants were circumcised under the law? As the law regulated circumcision, now the gospel regulates baptism. All right, so there you have it right there in summary form. The law is what regulated circumcision. The gospel is what regulates baptism. It depends purely upon the will of the lawgiver, who is God, at what periods of time, upon what persons and terms baptism is to be administered. Now you see this here, the appendix for Collins' full answer. See the appendix for Collins' full answer. Now this catechism that I'm using and have made available in print form is a republication of Hercules Collins' catechism. It's an old Baptist catechism. His full answer to this question, question 74, I provide it in the very back. You can download it on the website, or even you can just see it a digital PDF on the website without downloading it, if you'd rather do that. And if you're thinking, boy, what is all this about? And if you haven't heard of this debate, this controversy, whether to baptize infants or only adult believers or children believers, children can be believers too. That may be new to you, but it is something that's out there. It's a controversy, it's a debate, it's different views on baptism. But so that's why it's going into detail about that stuff. But don't let it get you distracted from the basics of baptism as being immersed in water for those who've come to faith in Jesus Christ. And it's given to the church, for the church, to happen in the church, administered by a biblical pastor. Memory verse, Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And I put this memory verse on for this week just to keep in mind and the centrality of faith. Faith comes from hearing the word of God, hearing the gospel is what births faith in the heart, hearing through the word of Christ. Faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And those who are, those who do truly come to faith should be baptized by the church, in the church, into the church, to serve God in his kingdom. The church is the manifestation of God's kingdom on earth right now. Local churches scattered all over the world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus again. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the ordinance, the gift of baptism, and thank you for the fellowship that you've given us with one another and with yourself forever. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, well, God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow for Confession of Faith, week 26, and then I'll see you next Sunday for the 27th, Lord's Day. God bless you.